Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, hedge fund manager Eric Hovde, former Congressman Mark Newman, and former Governor Tommy Thompson each issued statements after yesterday's ruling, saying that if elected, they'll vote to repeal the health care law. But even though they're ostensibly on the same page, there's friction between the Republican candidates. Newman has tried to own the health care issue.
Well, the only one that's been active in opposing Obamacare from day one is myself.
He won't personally criticize other candidates, but the National Club for Growth has endorsed Newman and has relentlessly attacked Thompson for at one time supporting the type of individual mandate the court upheld. In a conference call yesterday, Hovde leveled some of the same charges at Thompson.
Tommy changes his mind at every convenient time that suits him.
Thompson's spokesman said he was unavailable for an interview yesterday. His campaign has pushed back hard against the inter-party attacks, saying Thompson opposes the mandate. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says it's an unusual situation for the four-term governor.
Right now, Tommy Thompson, who's a master politician, is finding himself in a situation where he does not want to play defense, but clearly he's going to be attacked.
Whoever wins the primary will face Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, who supports the law. She said yesterday's ruling will give middle-class families access to quality, affordable health care, regardless of any pre-existing conditions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.